Social media did not exist when my son was little, but I've posted my share of photos of him this year. High school graduation, visit to college, swim championships. Journalist Amy Webb says maybe we should think twice before we splash every moment of our kids' lives on social media. Webb doesn't post anything about her daughter online in an effort to protect her privacy. She wrote about it recently on Slate. Amy Webb joins me now. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. When did you make the decision that you would not post anything about your daughter?
Well, so I used to be a journalist, but for the past 8 years, I've actually run a digital strategy firm, and most of what I do for a living now is look at technology that's coming down the pipeline in 5 to 7 years, and then advise our clients on what all of that means. And one of the things that I've been tracking over the past few years is privacy in the social space. And privacy as it relates to things like wearable technology and stuff like that. So because of what I saw coming down the pipeline when I was pregnant, my husband and I made a decision that we would do, you know, everything that we could to try to protect her future privacy, given that we knew that in the future anonymity would be more and more difficult to grasp.
How old is your daughter right now?
She's a toddler.
So she's little.
Yeah.
There is a certain point where kids start engaging themselves. Do you, when you think about this, is there an age of consent for things to be put online by parents?
Well, you know, I think one of the points of discussion that has bubbled up is a sense that perhaps we don't allow our daughter any access to technology, and that's definitely not the case. So she's been online since she was very, very little. The difference with us is that we're not creating content about her or tied specifically to her and then posting it. You know, every website has a terms of service that, you know, says you're allowed to use the tools, that, you know, starting at whatever age. From our point of view, it's not, you know, age is a bit of an arbitrary measure. It's more about maturity and understanding of how these systems and networks, you know, function and why and where that data is stored and what happens afterwards. So, from our point of view, when we feel like she's mature enough, then we'll hand the keys over. And you could say that, you know, the same is true for a lot of other age-restricted activities that we have in the U.S., whether it's, you know, has to do with drinking or, you know, driving or staying out to a certain curfew. You know, I think it depends on the individual.
We're talking with Amy Webb about when it's okay to post things about our family online and when it's not. A lot of adults have these same concerns about what happens with material that they post on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media site they're hooked up into. Why is it different for kids?
Well, again, this is not necessarily about what's happening today, but more so what's going to be happening in the future. So a lot of the story itself was prompted by a change in the privacy language that Facebook was using, mm-hmm. that basically intimated, you know, if it's possible that your photo might show up in advertisements that you see. Now, is it, you know, the worst thing in the world for my daughter's face to show up in an advertisement that I see? No. You know, but really what this is more about is, you know, we are all public figures just by virtue of the fact that we're now using these technologies and these tools. And, you know, you may feel uncomfortable knowing that the NSA or that a different government agency or an advertiser is tracking your data and then delivering you content or doing other things, you know, with the data. That may make you feel uncomfortable. It may not. But the reality is that there are definitely positive reasons to stay anonymous online in a lot of different circumstances. And, you know, we just wanted to give her the opportunity to be anonymous and then, you know, when she's ready, make her sort of persona available. And the thing is that parents, you know, who are posting all of these photos of their children, their face recognition technologies that have been in existence for the past mm-hmm. few years, the more that you post and tag, the more that the algorithms learn about you. And, you know, it's not just about linking your name and your face to, you know, shoes, for example, that you might shop for later on. You know, it's also making inferences, and if you post a certain number of photos of yourself with other faces online, you know, it could be inferred that these are people that you know in the real world, and then, you know, if your geography is also being tracked, this is where you tend to hang out. You know, that may be information that you want to keep private in the future.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking as you were speaking about the various media literacy programs that have grown up around film, television, even audio for that matter. Are there social media literacy programs or online literacy programs for kids at this point that you know of?
That's a great question. I know that there are a lot of services, Snapchat in particular, that have endeavored to educate parents about the best ways to engage with those services. And Snapchat, for people who are not aware, is a way to send somebody a photo that has a time limit. So you can send another user a photo, and that photo will expire in a few seconds.
Hmm.
That has some obvious use cases, which we don't probably want to go to on air. People use, but they put out a parent's handbook, and it explains how parents can talk to their kids about using Snapchat because it's very popular among teenagers, the best ways to use it. So there are some services that are engaging pretty dramatically in literacy programs and helping people understand the ramifications of using those tools. I don't think that that's something that a lot of us think about, though. We're excited about our kids. I'm excited about my kids. I would love to share photos of her. And I think it's a very natural thing to want to do that, and these tools make it effortless and easy for us to upload photos. The real question is, should we?
It's a great question to think about. Amy Webb, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Amy Webb's article, "We Post Nothing About Our Daughter," appeared online in Slate last week.